This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. Nearly 60% of the roughly 1,000 men who are inmates at a state prison near Green Bay were convicted in southeast Wisconsin. 44%, that's 445 men, were convicted in Milwaukee County. Concern about conditions at that Green Bay correctional institution prompted an unusual meeting at the state capitol in Madison yesterday. Leaders of the village of Alloway and Brown County held a roundtable discussion, hoping to get state lawmakers and Governor Tony Evers to promise to tear down the 126-year-old prison and replace it with a modern facility. Some of the inmates could be transferred to other lockups. Racine resident Dante Cottingham spent 11 years as a Green Bay inmate, part of his 27 years behind bars. He's now a prison reform advocate. He told the roundtable that inmate overcrowding, guard understaffing, and the decaying conditions at Green Bay add up.
I intimately understand the crushing feeling of confinement that the brothers are enduring in there right now, this very second. How it attacks and chips away at their mind, at their heart, at their hopes. The lack of adequate medical and psychological care, the unaddressed complaints. They have a system on the inside called the ICE system. The ICE system is the first line of defense. A lot of the conditions and characteristics going on inside GBCI now would not be happening if those complaints were addressed immediately. However, and unfortunately, that system is universally known to be a joke by everyone involved, including the staff.
Brown County Sheriff Todd Delane also says the Green Bay Correctional Institution should be replaced. He says a more modern design could require fewer guards. Delane says the current guard shortage is a key reason the inmates are on what's called modified lockdown, only being allowed 5 hours outside their cell each month.
Which adds additional tension to the inmates. And what we're finding in that is, unfortunately, we've seen an increased number of assault and battery cases that have been reported at Green Bay Correctional Institution. Those are inmate-on-inmate situations as well as inmate-on-staff. And some of those are physical, but there's also a large number of cases where inmates are dispensing bodily fluids on staff. And I think that kind of goes back to an overall frustration of being housed in a small, tight environment for extended periods of time.
Alloway Village President Jim Rafter ended the session with an appeal to state officials.
Now it's up to the state. Now it's up to our legislators. It's up to the governor to do the right thing. And for all of the reasons that we've heard, to close it.
The State Department of Corrections issued a lengthy statement that contends, for the most part, the Green Bay prison is under, quote, normal operations. The department says it anticipates increasing inmate recreation time next month, that the guard shortage is easing, and that new electronic tablets are allowing inmates to more easily communicate with friends and family. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.